So let's review. The Brice in the previous daf taught a Bechor Neutel Pishnaim Bishvach Sheshivchu Nechasim La'achar Mises Abiyin. The Bechor gets a double portion in the profits of the father's assets that accrued on their own after his death, such as Hinich Len Abiyin Parah Muchkeres Umiskeres Biyadachirim Oishahisa Roya Ba'afar Ve'yolda. If the father had rented his cow to others who cared for the cow, or the father's cow gave birth while grazing in the wild, where it can sustain itself. Bechor Neitel Pishnaim, the Bechor gets a double portion in the rental payment and in the newborn calf, because Shivcha de Mele Ka'asi B'loika Chasi B'mezayna. Since the cow was in the father's possession before he died, and these profits accrued solely through the cow and not also through the work and expense of the brothers, the profits are also considered Muchzik, for which a Bechor is entitled to Pishnaim. However, Avobonu Batim and Natu Kramim in Bechor Neitel Pishnaim. If the brothers built houses or planted vineyards in the father's property, the Bechor does not get a double portion in these, because since these profits were through the work and expense of the brothers, they are considered roe, for which a Bechor is not entitled to Pishnaim. As the Gemara explains, this Brisa is actually Rebbe's opinion, the following Brisa. The Rabbanan say, "Ein Bechor Neitel Pishnaim, Bishvach Sheshivchu Nechasim La'achar Misavin." The Bechor does not get a double portion in any profits that accrued after the father's death, even those that accrued on their own. Rebbe disagrees and says that it depends. Bechor Neitel Pishnaim Bishvach Sheshivchu Nechasim La'achar Misavin. In the profits that accrued on their own, the Bechor does get a double portion. Avoloi Bishvach Sheshivchu Yisayim La'achar Misavin. In the profits that accrued through the work of the brothers, the Bechor does not get a double portion. And the Gemara explains that machlek is as follows. The Rabbanan hold Ein Bechor Neitel Pishnaim Bishvach Sheshivchu Nechasim, because the pasuk states Losus le pishnayim matona kari rachmona ma matona adematya liyade af chelik bechira adematya liyade. The bechira's additional portion is compared to a gift. Therefore, just as one can give a gift only if the item is currently in his possession, so too the bechira is granted an additional portion only in the assets that were in his father's possession, but not in profits that were not yet in his possession, even if they accrued on their own. While Rebbe holds that it depends, bechira neitel pishnayim bishvach sheshivchu nechasim. Because the pasuk states, "Pish na'im makesh chelik b'cher l'chelik pashut." The b'cher's additional portion is compared to his regular portion. Therefore, machelik pashut avakav delei matel yadei, av chelik b'cher avakav delei matel yadei. Just as the regular portion is given to all heirs, even from roe, assets that were not yet in his father's possession, so too the additional portion is given to a b'cher even from shvach that are partially roe, because this shvach came through the assets that were muchzik. However, avalei b'shvach sheshvichu yisaimim. The additional portion is not given to a Bechor from Shvach that is completely roe and came through the work of the brothers, because the pasuk states, Becholah sheyimotzei loy. The word yimotzei means in all that is found in his possession. Therefore, ein Bechor neitel b'roe kebemuchzik. A Bechor is entitled to a double portion only in the assets that were in his father's possession before he died, but not in those assets that came to his possession after he died. The Gemara continues to explain that according to the Rabbanan, the words Pishnaim come to teach Lemesva le'achad mitzra. The Bechor gets the two portions side by side, not in separated areas. And according to Rebbe, the word Losislam comes to teach Shem Amar Eini Neitla ve'Eini Neisin Rosho. The additional portion is compared to a gift in that the Bechor has the right to reject it if this was detrimental to him. As in the following case, Yershu Shtar Choyiv Bechor Neitla Pishnaim. If the brothers inherited a documented loan owed their father, the Bechor gets a double portion in the money that they collect from the leiva. However, vice versa, yatza le'en shtar chayv, Bechor neisen pishnayim. If a malva came to collect money owed by their father, the Bechor must pay a double portion of the money that they pay to the malva, because all the assets are equally mortgaged for the loan. And in a case where the other brothers traveled abroad and the malva cannot collect from them, the Bechor would then be obligated to pay his part in the loan in proportion to his double portion. In this case, he can reject the privilege of Pishnaim, and he would then only be obligated to pay his part in the loan in proportion to one regular portion. Regarding Shvach Sheshivchu Nechasim, Rapapa explains there is no machlokes regarding Dikla V'Olam or Arava Asik Sirtin. If the father's day tree grew bigger, or the father's field became fertilized from an overflowing river, even the Rabban agree that Bechor Neitel Pishnaim. The Bechor gets a double portion in the Shvach, because as Rashbam explains, Adayin Shmoy Olav. Since the item still retains its original name, the shvach is considered a part of the item, the tree or the field that was muchzik. The machlekes is merely regarding b'chafura b'havah shubli or shalufafi b'havah tamri. If their father's hay grew into wheat, or the blossoms on this palm tree grew into figs, the rabbanon hold ein bechor neitel pishnayim because ishtani. Since the item took on a new name because of the shvach, it is considered roe, not muchzik. While Rebbe holds Bechor Neitel Pishnayim because Shivcha de Bemela, since the Shvach came only through the tree and field, it is considered Muchzik, not Ro. The Gemara proceeds with a discussion regarding Milva Bishtar. If the heirs collected a documented loan owed their father, Oimer Rebbe, Bechor Neitel Pishnayim, Bein Bemilva, Bein Beribis. Rebbe holds that the Bechor gets a double portion both in the Keren, the principal, and even in the Ribis, the interest, that a non-Jewish Levi became obligated to pay because, as Rashbam previously explained, Kivin the Muchzik Bishtar, Ba'al pi ha'shtar gavin es ha'milva, ha'rehu ki'ilu ha'shtar hishbiach, da'hayna no'chasm sheshivcha b'meila. Since the loan document through which the loan is collected was already in the father's possession, all the monies collected through the shtar are also considered muchzik. The Rashbam adds, however, av milva apeh v'afil ba'edim, afil rebi meidid b'chir lo yishakol pishnayim. If the loan was only a verbal commitment, but there was no shtar, even if there were witnesses to the loan, Rebbe agrees that a bechor does not get a double portion, because kibin de leker shtara motzi toim parat teloch ve'emuch zakam ochev zeklal. Since the Levi can claim that he already paid the loan, the money is considered ro, and not in the father's possession. The Gemara cites a machlekes in the Rabbanan's opinion. Rabbi Yehuda Mashmul says, Ein Bechor Neitel Pishnayim B'milva. The Rabbanan holds that Bechor does not get a double portion of the money collected through a milva b'shtar, even in the principle, as the Rashbam explains, Dein Emuchzik La B'mois El B'shtar to have a Nyar B'alma. The actual money was not in the father's possession, only the shtar, which is merely a piece of paper. Therefore, the money is considered ro. While Sholch Mitan Bechor Neitel Pishnayim B'milva Avalei B'ribis. The Bnei Marava ruled that according to the Rabbanan, a Bechor does get a double portion in the principal, but not in the interest, because Milva command the Gavidamit. As Rashbam explains, the loaned money that was originally in the father's possession was transferred into the Shtar, and the Shtar serves as a Mashkin until the loan is repaid. And since the Shtar was Muchzik, the principal is also considered Muchzik. But the interest that was never in the father's possession is not a part of the Shtar, and is therefore considered Ro, not Muchzik. This discussion continues in the next daf.